is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Randy Yarbrough here with you this Wednesday, January the 19th, the year 2011, of my Lord and Savior, the Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, there is no King but King Jesus. The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. All been done before, we just changed the actors on the stage. The technology and the terminology change a little, but oh well. We'll just continually repeat the mistakes of history over and over again. Never ever seeming to learn. So, since there's nothing really new going on, a few housekeeping notes. National conference call for the farmers. We're still going at it every Saturday and Tuesday. At 5 p.m. Mountain, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and 4 Pacific. You can call and join in with us at 712-451-6000. 712-451-6000. Conference number 123462. 123462. Also want to thank First Amendment Radio at firstamendmentradio.com for rebroadcasting us up over their satellite and internet network. And we thank all those listeners out there at firstamendmentradio.com. This little quote is for those alphabet soup agency minions of Satan that walk in men's bodies, that currently are in, well, a office complex there between Loveland and Fort Collins. And how we burned in the camps, later thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrest, as, for example, in Leningrad, where they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply set in their lares and paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs very quickly would have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Gulag Archipelago. Stay tuned, we'll be right back with my guest, Brother Gregory Williams, with His Holy Church. Stay tuned.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
And we're back. The show is at Free America here on the American Freedom Network. And let's see, we need your help. We need your help to keep the lights on, the phones going, and the squirrel fed running in his cage out there in the transmitter so that this signal goes out to you. You can do that in several ways. You can call Michael at 800-205-6245. 800-205-6245. You can make your pledge on your plastic. I think we still have one global warming DVD. That would help us out. You can pick up that envelope and address it to AFN, P.O. Box 1750. P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown. Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone, 80534. Your check, your money order, much appreciated. We'll even still take those fraudulent reserve notes. Canadian dollars, you know, whatever. Whatever looks good. Whatever you got. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, gold and silver coin, and that would really help. At the very least, tell your friends, family, tune in, 1360 AM, on the internet at AmericaNewsNet.com, AmericaNewsNet.com, and call the advertisers and let them know you're out there, you're listening, and you appreciate their support of the American Freedom Network. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with his Holy Church. Don't know where we're going to go today, but Brother Gregory's going to be on the road here in late March, early April, and coming to Colorado. Aren't you, Brother Gregory?
That's the plan.
That is the plan.
Should pull up the schedule. We have a schedule to meet in Fort Collins. There's some people working to get a meeting together in Denver. And then I'll be going on to Omaha by the following weekend. But that should leave me some time for additional meetings because it's not that far to Omaha. And then we'll go on down to Texas and a lot of stops there, and then over to the East Coast, South Carolina, Florida, Boston, and then back across the Northwest again. So, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, Milwaukee. I can't even keep track of it all. We have live updates of maps and stuff at His Holy Church on the Living Network. That's where everybody's going to organize things, so we should be able to expand the trip. It's going to take about a month and a half to go everywhere we've got scheduled now, but we've got a little bit of time in the schedule so that we can snake our way around different states.
You're, going to be out there recreating, eh?
Well, it looks like in Colorado we should be there around the 25th and 26th of March.
25th and 26th.
Those are the first main meetings. There's two meetings, and then we'll have some time in that following week to have... the idea is to have meetings almost every town we go through if there's interest there. Even if it's just... stop for lunch or a handshake or something, but to meet, we'll have different people traveling with us. Occasionally, we'll have people carpooling with us. so that we're connecting people all across the country with this living network, which everybody should be on.
And as things are, as the empire is slowly losing its grip on things, it's most critical to form these networks, form this, the kingdom of heaven.
Right. The early church was a network. Early Israel was a network. 10 families picked a guy to kind of be their contact minister and liaison or team leader or whatever you wanted to call it. He didn't rule over them, but he helped keep them connected with all the other 10 family groups throughout the country. We were actually doing that even in the time of the American Revolution and before. The Minutemen, like I've told people, you know, Paul Revere actually got lost, and he didn't hardly notify anybody. But the other writers made some progress, and the idea was to connect with a few people, and then they connected with others and connected with others. So you only had to really notify about 9 or 10 people, and everybody knew by the next morning. And that's networking. And this is our congregational networks that are incorporated in this. Our contacts through email. We don't want to depend on the internet alone, but it's also what we call our FEMA, Faith Emergency Ministry Auxiliary. It's people helping people and people willing to help people. And that's what we need to learn how to do. That's what we've gotten away from. It's weakened our communities, and it's allowed other men to rise to power over us because we don't know how to stand together anymore as a community. And I believe that's what Christ was teaching probably more than anything else. It's very clear that that's what Moses was teaching. How in the world did they evacuate Egypt proper and Goshen with, you know, a couple million people? Were they all just a mass crowd moving around? No, they were organized in the tens, hundreds, and thousands.
I know there in northern Colorado, the network is growing, the fellowship is growing. How is it going across the rest of the country?
Oh, you know, it's kind of interesting to watch. You know, I used to try to gather people together, kind of like gathering cats, and I found out I was doing too much, and so now I let them do it. Well, I still find a certain number of people who talk about doing it, and they're really rather apathetic, which is a lot like the word pathetic, but anyway,
yes.
If you leave them to do it, they're doing pretty good.
We'll be right back. Question, comment, we'll go ahead and open the phone lines, 877-254-7524. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier in Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org, .info, and .net. HisHolyChurch.org. Punch on the little guy, the little fisherman up there, and that'll get you started on signing up for the network. I have an article here from J.B. Williams. And it's titled, So You Say You Want Your Country Back? Wanting your country back is not the same thing as working to take it back. One is a wish, the other a viable plan in action. That's kind of what I see going on around out there a little bit.
Yeah, the wanna be free. I always tell people I can find all kinds of people who want to be free. But the fact is it's not free to be free. It's actually very expensive. And there's always a price to pay for every generation, and any generation that forgets that will not remain free. Freedom belongs to the diligent. And, you know, that's part of what the network is all about. When you do everything for everybody, they really don't get going. But what we've done is we require that people get involved on their own, and it filters out all the people who don't really want to be diligent at what they do. When they pick someone to represent them, if that guy doesn't show up, he's not welcome anymore until he's ready to start showing up. There's no sidelines. There's nobody not rowing. Our motto is, if you don't want to row, get out of the boat. And there's another phrase we talk about, paddle draggers. You want to row this boat, you got to put your oar in the water and row with everybody else. And so those are kind of policies that I think are, you know, I can find you biblical quotes in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know, doers of the word. You got to be doers of your own word as well as the word of Christ. And you know, otherwise, you have to be counted amongst the liars because you say you're going to do something and you don't do it. And, you know, it's a shame to have to cut people off like that, but we've found tremendous success once we start just adhering to those basic precepts.
Well, I'll pray for you tonight in prayer meeting, Brother Joel, that they approve your application for food stamps.
He'll pray for him for his prayers to be answered by the gods of the world. You know,
well,
that's one thing that always amazed me is that people don't realize that prayer is application and applications are prayers. Who do people pray to for their daily bread? Don't recite the Our Father if you're praying to the fathers of the earth. Because Christ said, call no man father but my Father in heaven. Because the fathers of the earth, they exercise authority one over the other. And Christ said, we weren't to be like that. So, you know, there I am beating the kingdom drum again, but I guess that's what I'm all about.
Well, the church out there says, well, the kingdom is, it's in the future. It's over there.
Well, Jesus said to go out and preach that it is at hand. It's within you. If it's within you, it should be coming out through your fingertips and your elbows and all the work that you do during the day. But in reality, these guys have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And that's the power. You know, the kingdom is simply the right to be ruled by God. And that's what they talk about in the Old Testament. That's what Jesus was talking about. He was going to take the kingdom away from the Pharisees because they'd rather be ruled by Caesar. And they made covenants with Caesar and applied to Caesar for free bread and entertainment. And Caesar was glad to accommodate, but they were subjects of Caesar. The apostles were men who did contrary to the decrees of Caesar, not because they were disobedient, but they didn't have any contract with Caesar. They said there was another king, and they had a contract with him, and it was based on the baptism. And it wasn't a contract with, you know, high priests and Peter or anything like that. It was a contract right with God. And Peter was simply a public servant to help implement that. And that's what your ministers should be. They should be your public servants.
If we start taking care of the needy and the helpless and the orphans and the widows, we won't have enough money to pave our parking lot.
Well, maybe you could pave your parking lot with widows and orphans. The reality is we actually had down in the Carolinas, we're recently talking to government officials, and they were asking, well, where's your brick-and-mortar church? They want to know where the church is. And we said, well, we have a pastorage, but we don't have a church building because the minister, he cited several places in the Bible where it says to meet in homes. And so they said, well, is that where you meet, in homes? And I said, yeah. Well, does that have an address? Well, we got a whole list of addresses. You know, the preacher, he goes to those homes every day. One here, two there, three there. That's what the church is. The church is people. It's not stone, dead stones and lumber and, you know, crystal cathedrals. The church is people gathering together to do what Christ said, love one another, care for one another. Pure religion is to take care of those widows and orphans unspotted by the world. While they're paving their parking lot, they're sending the widows and orphans to benefactors or men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority. Now, we've gone absolutely the opposite direction from the kingdom of God in this country and many other countries, and it's time to turn around, repent, and start going back the other way. And it's a bit of a journey, so we better start now.
Time is short.
Well, God gives us enough time, but he doesn't give us any time to waste.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been wasting time. And they're going to pay a terrible price for that. But still, there's hope. And people can start turning around. I mean, I'm amazed. Once we said, look, we got rid of the... Everybody kept saying, if you build it, they will come. And I was killing myself trying to build it, realizing everybody was sitting around doing nothing. Or not everybody, but a lot of people. And so I changed the motto. You build it, we'll be there already. And now we have... We're 500% larger than we were, you know, 10 months ago, and it's growing every day. Every morning I come in here and somebody else is signing up, and the people who are becoming what we call PCMs, personal contact ministers, they're communicating back and forth and with each other congregation, and we got congregations forming. I can't even keep up with it now. I'm actually doing more work, but we're getting 10 times more things done. But the work is easier now because I feel other guys helping. I see them helping. I see them getting things done. I mean, it's really good news. That's what we're supposed to be preaching, the good news. And the good news, if you really follow the ways of Christ, you'll have lots of good news. If you don't, all you got is bad news.
Well, you'll be able to come through this judgment, okay? Because that's what's happening, is God's judgment is, he's stepping down with both feet just right on our heads. And most everyone out there refuses to, repent.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know what to do. We recently had one of our contact ministers travel down to California. Right now, we're not scheduled to do the tour through California and the West Coast because it's such a big tour through the Midwest and back up the East Coast that we're focusing on that. Then I'm going to be back here in latter part of May, try to recoup, and then maybe after getting the garden planted and the fields watered, we'll make loops down through California and up through Washington. But we go where people are actually working together to create gatherings and groups. If they forsaking gathering together, well, we're going to go where people are gathering together. You know, where the eagles gather. I don't know if that's where that quote applies, but that's where we're going to go. And the whole idea is to connect these people all across the country in every community, start our seed banks, which we've already got started, where we don't depend on other people. And it's amazing some of the things that are taking place. The timing, one of the contact ministers who actually is very critical in this seed bank program that we're creating through the Congregations of Record, actually was walking by a building in San Francisco when he was down there on other business, and he says, well, that looks just like this major seed bank company that he thought was in Arizona, because that's where they grow a lot. Well, it ended up it was that company. Went in, president of the company was there, his wife was there, they had long meetings, so we've got a good connection with them. And that's one of those seeds that seed companies that produces the heirloom seeds. So, and then there were other meetings that came up where we get access to that and help feed that information, those resources into the Congregations of Record. So that's going to be very important, not only to grow your own food, but to have sources of seeds so that if crops fail, you have a whole pool of people growing a little bit extra and we'll share with you. And that's what we're looking for, is those people who care about their neighbor as much as they care about themselves and are willing to form that network of caring so they don't need the men who call themselves benefactors but exercise authority. They don't need them because they have each other. That's a completely different message than what you're getting from the the Orthodox Church.
Down on the corner of Main Street and Tranquility.
It's fun to gather together with other people and to do some of these projects. It's very rewarding as individuals, as families, as communities. I don't know why people aren't doing it more, but what we're finding when people start really listening and looking, past all, we have a lot of educational material out there on the way the church used to operate, the way it can operate today as a free church. But if we get down to the spirit of what we're talking about, it really starts stirring people's souls, and they start getting active. It's not about one-upmanship. I mean, our one-upmanship is we're trying to see how, we're not going to be outdone by our giving. You're not going to give more than me. You're not going to help more than me. So that really starts nurturing society and communities. We're not foolishly giving like the welfare systems, but nobody should want. Why do you think nobody wanted during the wrath of God of the plagues of Egypt in Goshen? it wasn't just that God didn't, you know, the rain on the just and unjust. It was that the just were ready for it. And they had a society that was prepared and able to deal with these hard times without disaster. And that's what you see in the early church, is a community that could actually, during the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, they prospered.
Stay tuned. Question, comment, 877-254-7524. That's the number. We'll be right back.
Dr. Bruce Nelson is one of the world's foremost pain specialists. He's had over 1,000 fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue clients. He has spoken internationally and has been the main speaker at the National Fibromyalgia Convention. He will be giving a free health seminar Thursday, January the 20th at 7 p.m. at Energy Events, 1132 Dillon Road, Suite 3, Louisville, Colorado. Call 303-865-5300 for more information or visit the website www.drbrucenelson.com. All health professionals and public invited.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you, my guest, Brother Gregory Williams with his Holy Church. The four books. There's four books now.
Actually, five books.
Five books.
I am not idle.
Covenant of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, The Free Church Report, Higher Liberty,
and Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions.
Oh!
And Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions, I actually just uploaded that in an HTML study series this morning, and it includes probably about 8 hours of audio with it. And you can find that on the His Holy Church outline page. Actually, you know, even during the commercial breaks, I've uploaded at least five new pages. So I'm busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy. Contracts, covenants, and constitutions.
Yeah, and it gives you an insight into the Constitution, the relationship of men to the Constitution, how that's changed over the years, and how we were warned to not change that relationship to the Constitution, you know, the dangers and pitfalls that were in the Constitution. And, you know, most kids don't even graduate from school with any knowledge of the Constitution. Heck, lawyers aren't even got much knowledge of it today.
The only thing they learn is procedure.
Right. Yeah, they're all in statutory law and procedures. They don't even hardly study precedent anymore, much less constitutional law. And that's not new. You know, I mean, there were statements coming out of major universities that lawyers were being graduated with no understanding of constitutional law. I have my father's own law books that he had when he went to Creighton University, graduated cum laude, and his book, Clark's Summary of U.S. American Law, right here on my shelf, you can see underlining in every part of that book, torts, what have you, insurance law. But when you got the constitutional law, there isn't a mark on those pages because they didn't go there. And that's just, I mean, that's the way it was. They just don't teach it. And so today we have a great many men going around talking about the Constitution as if they know what it's about, talking about republics as if they know what they are, and they really don't understand what those governments were. I mean, the phrase, we the people, I hear that all the time. We the people, we're the ones with the power. They can't change the Constitution without our permission because we the people. We the people was only the guys who signed the document at the bottom. You go down the bottom, check that out. Those are we the people. The Constitution was never put to a popular vote. They knew if they had put it to a popular vote, it would have been voted down.
Yes.
And they stated over and over again there wasn't any reason to put it to a popular vote because the people weren't a party to the Constitution. It was only the states, and the states were individual republics, and they were republics in most cases, like that early Roman Republic, where men were free from things public. They weren't subject to the government. Their rights weren't dependent upon the government, nor were they subject to the administration of government. That's not what's happened today. And that doesn't have anything to do with changing the Constitution, although there have been a great many changes. And the whole nature of the document has changed, but the worst part of it is our relationship to the federal government has changed. And, you know, that's a, like I say, there's 6 hours of audio connected with the book all for free on the Internet. But people don't understand this, and until they do, they should be very careful about what they're talking about when they talk about we the people or constitutional rights.
We've got a caller. Who we
okay.
got? Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hello, Vanessa.
From Denver.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, I heard about, like, rescinding your Social Security number, and I was wondering if you guys have ever done that.
Yes, I have.
You can't really rescind your Social Security number. That's a trust number, and it's you're literally become collateral. You actually become a beneficiary, but because they're operating in debt and bankrupt, you're now collateral and surety for a debt. You try to rescind that number, and according to the law, that means forfeiture of everything you have legal title to. You can, in some ways, no longer be subject to it by moving to another jurisdiction or changing your status, so to speak. But you have to be very careful on how you do that because you don't have that Social Security number. If they go to food rationing, you don't get no ration tickets. You don't get no gas ration tickets. You're not going to get their ID. You're not going to be able to go to their public schools. You're not going to be able to enter into their corporate business operations. You won't be able to get employed. You won't be a federal employee anymore. But how are you going to live? And what Christ did, the same identical system existed at the time of Jesus Christ. It really existed back in Babylon. It certainly was what existed in Egypt, and we have just whole books that describe this on the internet, that, you know, with hundreds of footnotes. But what Christ started doing is preaching, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek a way in which you can live, and you don't need all those benefits. You don't need to pray to those men who call themselves benefactors. And not
now,
you just alone, but a
Randy,
community of people.
Have you done this?
Yes. I renounced
any
benefit.
How did you get rid of your Social Security number?
Well, I don't know if they got rid of it. I just never, ever, ever use it.
Yeah, that's actually been a statement out of the government office. I can't remember who said it, but it was somebody high up. They said, just stop using it.
Randy,
can you live without it?
You rescinded it, did you?
Do what?
You never rescinded that number.
Well, I sent them documents that rescinded the contract, that I no longer made any claim to any benefit at all.
So you no longer have it and use it?
I will never use that number. That it's their number. It's not my number. It's their number.
So, now, do you have a driver's license?
No.
You don't have a driver's license?
You can't get one without one.
Randy, do you have a driver's license?
I don't drive.
Yeah, I know you travel, but you don't have a driver's license.
No. I've got a bunch of old expired ones.
So how does that work out? So if a where from the county sheriff's deputy pulls you over, what do you plan on doing?
Well, the
saying
Lord will lead me through that. You want to stay with us, Ann?
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams. All of his books are available on the web, hisholychurch.org. If you want Thy Kingdom Comes, The Covenant of the Gods, and The Free Church Report, though, you need to sign up on the network and get hooked in with the contact minister there and just tell them, you know, I'd like to see these books, and they'll shoot you right through the right to the website, right to the page on the website it's at. Anyway.
Yeah, they're there in PDF format, so you can download them. A lot of the articles or parts or chapters from a lot of the books are already up in HTML as well. You can find them by searching around. We're big believers in seeking, ye shall find. But it's all there. There's nothing that's being kept from, well, I won't say there's nothing, but all those books are available there. Everything we have isn't on the net.
Now, back to Ann.
Yeah, let's go back to her question.
Now,
you know, when I say that you can't really rescind the number, you know, Randy said it's their number. How do you rescind their number? What he's really doing is rescinding his intent to participate in that social welfare scheme.
Well, now then there's a divergence in opinions on this matter, because George Gordon says you can rescind it.
Well,
my question
is, what you're really rescinding, if it's not your number, how do you rescind it? What you're really rescinding is not the number, but your intent to contract and use that number. And I've known George for, I don't know, 20, 30 years, I mean, a long time, 20 years anyway. And we were just talking about Bob Holstrom in here, who used to be his partner when they were in Idaho over here. I've met George. I've, you know, ate dinner with him. But the fact is, it's a question of terminology. If it's their number, what are you rescinding? And I'm sure George will tell you it's their number. What he's saying is that you're withdrawing consent. Now, you can say you're withdrawing consent, but Pharaoh doesn't necessarily have to let you go. Now, if you did that back before 1980, there were no laws on the books that said forfeiture of everything you own. But since the Insurance Portability Act, which we told people about before it was even passed, that if you rescind that number or withdraw from the system, they get to take everything you have legal title to, and they can actually put a rider on that through the State Department that goes 10 years. We've got articles on the website that tell you all about that, give you verse and chapter right out of the statutes, show you where you can look that up. Now, they fiddled with it a little bit. Actually, there's times where they would let somebody out if you had under a certain amount. But or you could go to, you know, you're an expatriate and go to another country.
Now,
but the point is, whether you rescind it or withdraw from it or whatever, if you don't have that number, you can be excluded from their grocery stores, their gas stations, from employment, from everything. Are you really ready to do that?
Now, Randy, have you turned in the form SSA 521?
Say again?
Well, okay, I got two questions. Brother Gregory, do you receive a Social Security check?
No.
How do you survive financially?
Look at my hands. I work very hard. Actually, if you're a minister of Christ Church, organized the way Christ organized it, it's all explained in the Free Church Report, free online. We give everything away for free. You can't have a Social Security number or use it for benefit purposes.
Yeah,
according
I understand
to
that.
Their law.
Do you have a pension from a corporation you
no.
used to work with?
No.
But what'd you do? Save all your money and then buy some land when you were
still
working?
I work very hard.
I said.
He gets up at the sun, at the crack of the sun.
I mean, what are you do? What do you do for a living? Are you a sheep herder and then you sell your sheep, or do you raise crops? What do you do?
Well, we do raise a huge garden, and we do raise sheep. We don't raise enough sheep to have what you'd call a working ranch. I mean, that would be 1,000 sheep or more. We have, you know, like 60 sheep. Most of the money that we get from the sheep goes to support the ministry. We live hand to mouth most of the time. I am a preacher and a minister. We get some donations now from this network, but it isn't enough to live on. I do manual labor for anybody who comes and asks me for help, and that's how we support ourselves. And I'm very skilled at a lot of manual labor.
And pay land taxes and everything.
The property that I live on doesn't belong to me. It's held in a trust, and I don't have control of that trust. I don't have any control of that trust. Actually, we're in the process of purchasing some church property where we're getting very reasonable from somebody who we've done work for years and years. I'll live on that. I don't have really anything but a little tiny trailer to live
in. The interesting trend I'm seeing in all of this is that everybody who has withdrawn, quote-unquote, their consent from the system lives in the country.
Well, that's not necessarily so, because I know guys that, but I don't, we live in the country because we wanted to raise, we moved out of the city to raise our children.
So you know people who live in an inner city, a big metropolis, who have withdrawn all consent from the system, social security, birth certificates, driver's licenses, and every other contract. And
I know some people like that, but I also know dozens, maybe hundreds of people who have tried that, lost their families, lost everything, been to jail many, many times. Look, what we preach here is not the end of the Bible, the beginning of the good news. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness.
I've already said
even if
I've
you have to stay in the system
heaven,
and pay
okay?
your taxes, do that.
I am a born-again Christian. I don't need to be preached about that aspect of it. What I
well,
want
to actually,
know...
Well, I think you do.
Excuse
because
me?
That's what we're talking about here. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's where people live together and
I
work
understand
together.
That. But what I'm asking you is how does a person get rid of these contracts and live in the city?
Okay, we'll stay... Let you stay through one more break, and we'll be right back.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
And we're back. Brother Gregory Williams, my guest, hisholychurch.org is the main website, also .net and .info. Punch on the little fisherman guy up there with the net and sign up into the network and find out where your contact minister is. There's Dan right there in Loveland, and I know they meet usually on Tuesday nights, so they're already meeting. A group building up and getting going in Denver, which you need to sign up and get a hold of, Ann, because how do you get out of these contracts? Number one, don't use that number anymore.
Okay, so let's put that into practical application. You're living in the city. You don't live in a house. You need to get an apartment. Show me one apartment complex in the Denver metropolitan area that does not demand and request, or you're not getting an apartment without a social security number, because they want to run a background check and they want to run a credit history check.
And you know what?
How did the early
if you believe in the Lord with all your heart and all your soul, you say, Lord, I need a place to live. And you know what? It'll happen. He'll provide the place.
And if I do that and it doesn't pan out, can I come to live with you, Randy?
Well,
what did the early Christians do to rescind their contracts with Herod? What did and with Rome? How did they get out of it?
How did
do you know how
well, they
got
did,
into
they
the
proclaimed
contract?
They proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ as Messiah, and they kicked him out.
They kicked him out. What? How did you get into the Social Security system under Herod? You got baptized. You went and you got baptism of Herod, and you were in the system. Scribes wrote down your name, gave you a new Hebrew name with a numerical identifier, and you could get benefits at the temple or any other synagogue just by presenting your ID stone.
And who did that for me?
Well, where did you get baptized? You went and got baptized at the Social Security Administration when your parents baptized you in there so that you could get free Corbin from them. But that's the Corbin that makes the Word of God to none effect. They didn't teach you that when they told you about being a born-again Christian and accepting Christ.
You know, I'm not talking about practical stuff here, but you haven't told me in practical reality, how do I get these services? How do I get utilities?
You don't get services anymore.
How do I, can I talk? How do I get utilities and a phone service, because these people don't want...
You can get a phone without a phone security number.
They don't want to give you any of these utilities without running a credit check on you.
Well, one way you can do it, like to get a phone, like a cell phone... Usually they have a deal where you pay $500 in advance, and they will give it to you without a Social Security number. That's actually it was in the Verizon rules. But you have to do a little bit of searching. But the reality is you may not be able to be free. You need to start seeking the righteousness of the kingdom of God, which means gathering together to help other people.
Are you assuming that I don't?
I don't know. Well, if you do, as that congregation forms, you will have a place to go when the unrighteous mammon fails. You're a member of the unrighteous mammon system. That's what Social Security is. It's Corbin of the Pharisees that makes the Word of God to none effect. Now, you want to turn around and go the other way? Start heading towards the kingdom. Start gathering together in the tens, hundreds, and thousands that the early church was gathering together in. Which is clear from the biblical text, but not clear from what they teach you.
So do I go to Fort Collins and have them help me get utilities and rent?
And thanks
for calling.
They're
not going to pay your rent.
We're on our top of the hour news break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back in 5 minutes here on the American Freedom Network. Question, comment, phone lines are open. Stay tuned with us.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. The Republican-controlled House has voted to repeal the health care law that President Obama signed last year. The 245-189 vote marks the fulfillment of a promise many Republicans made in last fall's political campaigns. The measure has little or no chance of passing the Senate, where Democratic supporters of the law have a majority, and Obama has vowed to veto it if it reaches his desk. Republicans said repeal was necessary because the law provides for a government takeover of the health care system, raises taxes, and would destroy jobs. A man has been arrested in Canada and accused of conspiring to kill Americans abroad and of supporting a terrorist network in Iraq responsible for the deaths of five American soldiers. The Justice Department says Farouk Khalil Muhammad Issa is accused of supporting the group that drove a truck laden with explosives to the gate of the U.S. military's forward operating base in Iraq. The Tunisian jihadist driving the truck was alongside the last vehicle in a U.S. convoy when the explosives went off. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Are you suffering from a constant ringing or buzzing in your ears? Do you have trouble sleeping or focusing because of it? An estimated 60 million Americans just like you are suffering from tinnitus, a complicated and mysterious disorder. Because it is not well understood by most doctors, and there is no cure, many people will spend thousands of dollars on expensive surgeries, medications, and aids to end their constant suffering. Finally, the makers of Ear Perfect have developed a safe and effective solution designed to stop the pain and discomfort of tinnitus. With its special blend of quality proven ingredients approved by the FDA for homeopathic pharmacopoeia, it works naturally with your body's own healing processes, giving you the peace and quiet you once had, so you can start living a normal life again. To ensure you receive this one-of-a-kind proprietary formula, Ear Perfect is available direct from the manufacturer by phone order only.
Call 1-800-961-2052. That's 1-800-961-2052. Stop the ringing with Ear Perfect. Call now, 1-800-961-2052.
Senator Joseph Lieberman announces he won't seek re-election.
Connecticut's Joseph Lieberman says this Senate term will be his last.
It's time to turn the page to a new chapter.
Lieberman, who was the Democratic vice presidential nominee in 2000, lost the party's nomination for his fourth Senate term 4 years ago, but won re-election as an independent. He says he wasn't swayed by his increasingly dicey prospects to win again next year.
I have never shied from a good fight, and I never will.
Lieberman says being liberated from the need to run again will free him to focus on getting things done.
An official says the bomb left along the route of a Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade in Spokane, Washington, was a sophisticated explosive that had a remote detonator. The official says the bomb was potentially the most destructive he had ever seen. Her family says Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be moved later this week to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston for further treatment of the gunshot wound to the head she suffered. Her husband thanked the team of doctors and nurses in Tucson that stabilized her. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Simple as that. Need your help. Keep the lights on, the phones going, and the squirrel fed out there in the cage. Run an east gauge in the transmitter so the signal goes out to you because that squirrel food is going up. Need your help, folks. You can call Michael there at 800-205-6245. 800-205-6245 if you're still in the system. And you got that card, you can put your donation on your plastic or call and order a copy of today's show, past shows we've done, other shows here on the network. You can pick up that envelope and address it to AFN, P.O. Box 1750, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, Federal Occupation Zone 80534. Your check, your money order, much appreciated. We'll even still take those fraudulent reserve notes. You could even throw in some just weights and measures, gold and silver coin. At the very least, tell your friends and family, tune in 1360 AM and on the internet at americanewsnet.com. And call the advertisers, folks. Jot down their number, give them a call, and say thank you for supporting American Freedom Network. My guest today, Brother Gregory Williams, with His Holy Church, hisholychurch.org, .net, and .info. His books, Covenant of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, The Free Church Report, The Higher Liberty, and now the newest one, Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions, all available there. If you want them in hard copy, in print, they're 25 fraudulent reserve notes each. And you can send that to His Holy Church, Box 10, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone 97640. 97640. And it sounds like we've got another caller. Who we got?
Good afternoon, Randy. This is Mark Call here in Niwot.
Hey, Mr. Mark.
Great to talk with you, and I appreciate the show today. And I will say up front that I admire your folks' patience. And it's probably a good thing, given that I had called right before the top of the hour, that there was a few minutes of break in there. Because I know you've heard these same questions. I'm sure your guests heard them. I've heard them 1,000 times. We've talked about some of this issue associated with Come Out Hour for years. And essentially, it's the same old story, because people literally will whine. And I guess that's the only word to use. Whine, whine, whine. It's hard, it's hard, it's hard. Do you have any idea how hard it is to come out? And the answer is, you bet. It's by design that the adversary has made it hard. And by the way, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you think it's hard now, just wait until it requires the mark in order to buy or sell. The whole point, of course, is our Father is kind enough to give us a chance to practice and to recognize just how difficult the deception is that's coming. It boils down to, people will say, well, I trust him, but... I trust him, but I don't trust him to really honor his promises. I don't trust him to really provide for me. I really only trust Big Brother to do that. I really got to have Social Security, and I really got to have this dishonest weights and measures. And when they all fall apart, a lot of folks are going to find that their pensions and those other things are gone anyway. And if you haven't learned to trust him by then, again, if you think it's hard now, just wait.
Yes, Mark.
Right.
Jump in there, brother.
Sorry, you took a breath.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the kind of thing that, it gets irritating because we you hear it, you see it, and yet we've been promised that the deception is going to be thick. And
right.
All that the last caller was telling you is just how hard it is.
It takes a lot of faith. And what we got a lot of people who want to walk the plank and jump off the boat. And the fact is Christ was very careful. He started with seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Everybody there in Judea at that time, almost everybody, was a part of a social welfare system that was identical to that of Social Security. And everything was being tied to that. The early Christians were scratching their heads. They weren't even called Christian. They were just Jews. But they had this guy out in the desert who was saying, no, this is the way you should get baptized into the kingdom of heaven his way rather than into the kingdom of heaven the way Herod wanted you to get baptized. You get baptized by Herod, you get guaranteed entitlement benefits through the temple and the other government offices throughout the empire. The temple was a government building. Those ministers were public servants, except for the fact that they compelled the offering, and that's why Christ said that Corban made the word of God to none effect. You got John the Baptist out there saying, okay, you get this baptism. They say, how does it work? Well, if you got two coats, share with the guy who has none. If, you know, help each other out. They were creating a welfare state based on faith, hope, and charity and discretion, not entitlements and forcing your neighbor to contribute to your welfare. When Christ came on the scene, they said, well, is it lawful to pay Caesar? He says, pay him what you owe him, but seek the kingdom of heaven. Seek to give to God what is God's. What did Moses say? You know, Moses ended up saying, you know, you got to pay your tally of bricks, but start gleaning in the field at night for your straws. That's benefits, taking care of one another. By Pentecost, everybody who got the baptism of Jesus Christ was cast out of the system. But because they had started coming together, started working together as a people, started learning what it meant to love your neighbor as yourself and care for one another, they were okay without those benefits. And then the ministers of the church went from house to house, rightly dividing the bread. In other words, whatever that was needed. You can see in the minutes of the meetings of the early church by 150 A.D., we're still saying those that had shared with those that didn't. They did not go to Caesar and say, Caesar, pay my rent. Caesar, I need a phone and give me a phone. They were taking care of one another. Why can't a congregation buy the whole dang apartment building and rent only to people who don't have a Social Security number? That's actually extremely feasible.
You bet. Well, it's the same message that we've heard since the beginning, basically. Our Father has always given us a choice, and I think that's the crucial thing. We have a choice. He never said it was going to be an easy choice, but it's a choice between life and death. And
right.
It's
well,
one that is consistently taught.
He says there was a burden. His burden in the long run will be light, but it's a burden.
You want to stay with us, Mark? We got another caller.
Sure.
Stay tuned. Hang on, caller. We'll
Shalom,
be right
guys.
Back.
Okay.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Childcare before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Yes, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the website. HisHolyChurch.org, also .info and .net, but most everything is on .org. Mark, are you still with us? Mark's dropped off. We got another caller. Who we got?
Hello.
Yes, who's this?
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, that Mark, I tell you, he was pretty fired up, wasn't he?
Yes, who's this?
This is Jeffrey from South Carolina. Brother Gregory, good to hear you, and good to be on the show today. I'm one of the ministers over here in the Carolinas, and I thought maybe I would go ahead and, comment. I heard that lady who brought up, I believe, some very real issues that people that are thinking. And I wanted to maybe give some practical insight of from my own journey. And there is always a way when you pray and seek the face of God have solutions. And I know from personal experience over the last decade, for instance, you know, getting electricity and things of that nature, I told the people over here that I don't operate and function by a social. And they just simply waived that and allowed me to just put a deposit down. The same thing with phones. There's also prepaid cell phones. There's Vantage. There's all kinds of practical things. But here's the deal. The deal is, I believe, is if somebody's trying to find an excuse, they will surely use it. And I wanted to just bring up one quick thing here in Mark 8 when it talks about our Messiah. He said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall find it. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So I appreciate what you guys are talking about. I'm on board. I'm in agreement. The one thing Gregory always says that I want to make mention is not really about getting out of the system. The getting out is really getting into the heart of God or getting into the ways of the kingdom or bearing fruit of the kingdom or walking in the nature of our King. So I just wanted to leave, you know, put those comments out there for you wonderful gentlemen. You're doing a great job. Appreciate you. And it's just really, really good to, have the voice of truth going out here today.
Well, thanks, Jeff. One of the things I'd like to also say, I was thinking during the break, is I was at a meeting years ago, and people were complaining about unfair court systems and abuse. And so there was people there whining here and whining there about all their problems. And some of them were real legitimate problems, real unfair things that were going on. And I turned to one person and says, what you got to do is be there for this guy when he goes into court, and you got to be there for them when they go into court. You got to help each other out because this is wearing you out, fighting this injustice. And they sat right there and said, I don't care about his problems. I just want my problems answered. And that's what I hear people calling up sometimes asking, well, how do I solve my problems? How do I do this? And I say, get together with other people. Well, I don't care about them. I just want you to answer how I solve my problems. Well, there you go. There's your problem. You don't love your neighbor as much as you love your own freedom. If you don't love your neighbor's freedom as much as you love yours, you ain't going to be free. The slothful should be under tribute. They should be slaves, and they should be in bondage, and they will be. It's those who are diligent in the ways of Christ that should find salvation in this world and the next. So, amen to that.
Hallelujah.
Jeff's still there. Okay.
So how are things in South Carolina?
Do we want to give room for another caller, Jeff?
Jeff, how are things in South Carolina?
Am I supposed to hang up now? Hallelujah.
Okay. Amen.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Blessings.
Jeff, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. 877-254-7524.
He actually called while we were on the phone here. I seen his number pop up, and somebody told him, he said, you know, Greg's on the radio. Aren't you listening?
Yes.
So he went, and he must have tuned in over there in Carolinas and decided to call when he heard that lady.
877-254.
He's real passionate for the kingdom.
877-254-7524. Question, comment. It is a major mind
it's
paradox
a spiritual
shift.
Okay? We're turning the world upside down.
Yes,
it's not
yes.
about me. It's about others. You know, that's what Christ was doing. And it's a real shift in our thinking. You know, it's not how do I get out. It's how do I help other people be saved
yes.
in real ways, in practical ways. And that means coming together and not forsaking the coming together. That's where we got to be.
We've got another caller. Who we got? Hello, caller.
Can you hear me? This is Dan in Northern Colorado.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to call in and add to your discussion. We've got a congregation, soon to be a of record of His Holy Church up here in Northern Colorado, and also we're getting participation down in Denver where somebody has stepped forward to be a contact minister as well. But a comment on the coming out of the system, we are developing the kingdom of God, you know, and that's where we want to occupy. But coming out of the system as it is a weaning process. It doesn't happen all at once, like Gregory said. You don't want to be on a ship and walk off the plank and have no lifeboat. So there has to be a place, and we're trying to develop an alternate economic system. We talk about it all the time. We haven't gotten our teeth into that yet, but there needs to be that before you jump ship.
It's
a weaning process, and for example, as a way of quote unquote rescinding my contract. I am on a program with the government with the rental on my field, and I went in and said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take benefits from you. It says on the form that I don't have to sign this, so I don't want to sign it. I don't want to receive benefits, and they scratched their head for quite a while, had a meeting, and came back to me and said, you don't have to take our benefits, but you did sign a contract a number of years ago. You need to abide by that contract, but we'll take you off the dole, and we won't write you a check. And I said, fine with me. I know I signed the contract. I'm have to be good for it, and that's fine. I'll just maintain my ground, but I won't take your money because it would be robbing from my neighbor. And Christ, you know, he didn't want me to do that, so I won't do it. And it's just a part of the weaning process to get in that lifeboat.
Right, and I'm curious as to what those guys were talking about at dinner that night.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got to run.
Dan, when's your,
it's getting...
when's your gathering? Give us all that information.
Oh, we're doing it now on Saturday evening from 6:30 to 8:30. We changed because we're honoring Shabbat, as usual, but we're also having our meeting after sundown, which is basically 6:30. And we're doing it home-to-home now.
It's at my home this weekend. I kind of hate to give that out over the... I can be emailed.
Do it.
And I'll give you directions, but I don't want to give that out to the world.
They just got to go to hisholychurch.org, punch on the fisher guy, the fisherman there with the net, and that'll take you through to Colorado, and just follow the yellow brick road.
But it's pretty easy. Join the Colorado group, and somebody will be anxious to help you.
I've got to run now. A part of the weaning process is to become more self-sufficient. I got to go get eggs from the chickens, put the door up so a big bad dog doesn't get to him, and pick up some firewood on the way back in. It's cold up here. Taking care of yourself is a big part of it, and networking with people that have a like mind that do the same thing.
Amen.
God bless
you. Dan, thanks for
all
calling.
Right. Thanks. Bless you.
Thanks for listening. We got another caller online. Who we got?
Hello, Randy. Is it me?
Yes, it's you. Who's this?
This is Paul in Fort Collins.
Hello, Paul.
Going to the discussion, Social Security number, years ago, a bunch of us tried to get them to let us free, tried to drop out numbers, wrote to them, did some different forms, and basically their answers are, no, we won't let you go.
That's the normal policy from pharaohs and Caesars. And the reality is, you have to, if you're a collateral for a debt, if they let you go, they're actually breaching trust. That would be fraud on their part. But I'm telling you that there's coming a day where they're going to say, you want out of the system, you're out of the system, but no more benefits. It's exactly what happened with Moses. It's exactly what happened with Christ. And if history repeats itself, it will happen with us. They said, if you get the baptism of Christ, you can't have any more benefits. You know, remember the blind man and his parents? His parents knew if we profess Christ, we can't have any more benefits. So they said, my son can speak for himself, and he was cast out. This is coming, but people aren't ready for freedom. And
well,
Christ was spending years teaching
them. What Randy was saying, now you just don't use it. If someone says they have to have it, say, no, I'm not going to do that. Let's find a different way.
Right.
And you can always find a different way. As you bring it up, you can almost always put down a cash deposit. If you don't have that, then you pray and you find out, you end up roommating with someone instead. Now, God gives you what you want, or God gives you what you need, not necessarily what you want. So if someone wants to stay in that nice apartment down by the river that requires the Social Security number, that may not be what you can get going this route. That's the truth of it.
Right. One of the things we try to draw is a picture of what that kingdom looked like. How were the early Christians operating? How were they getting by in a system that was absolutely dependent upon the same type of ID and the same type of requirements that we have today? And it seems like it's almost impossible, but the reality is if you come together with others, they are coming up with ways all the time. And this is what Christ was trying to encourage men to do, and that's what John the Baptist was doing even before him. And we need to do that because the system is about to fail. The system is what he called unrighteous mammon. It's entrusted wealth, and right now everybody with a Social Security number are collateral for that debt. They're a part of that unrighteous mammon. It's a system not based on faith, hope, and charity, but force, fear, and violence, and you need to start moving over to the other system, and it's going to be nasty before it's glorious again.
Well, I heard the other callers, so I'll just say, it is kind of an individual. We gotta try things and figure out our own way. But in general, it's letting go of this sort of materialism world, and we need a lot less than we think. I mean, you and Randy both know this, I do too. I've let go of a lot of those things of the regular world, and I know many fellas who don't drive, don't have a car, and you know, are totally dependent on God's will to take them where they need to be, you know, but it's letting go of the need to do all these things. So it's always the internal work.
Okay, one of the things we should remember also is when Moses left Egypt, he was still in Egyptian jurisdiction, but he was no longer in a persona jurisdiction. And they didn't just leave with a bunch of single guys who were tough. They left with families. They left with old people. They left with young people. They left with a whole society of people.
And they left with most of the wealth of the Egyptians because they said, here,
right,
please leave. Paul, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Hang on, caller. We'll get to you after the break. Stay tuned.
Dr. Bruce Nelson is one of the world's foremost pain specialists. He's had over 1,000 fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue clients. He has spoken internationally and has been the main speaker at the National Fibromyalgia Convention. He will be giving a free health seminar Thursday, January the 20th at 7 p.m. at Energy Events, 1132 Dillon Road, Suite 3, Louisville, Colorado. Call 303-865-5300 for more information or visit the website www.drbrucenelson.com. All health professionals and public invited.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
And we're back. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the website. HisHolyChurch.org. You can write to them at Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone, 97640. 97640. We've got another caller online. Who we got?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Oh, hi.
Who's this?
I just wanted to ask Brother Gregory, this is George in Massachusetts, about leaving as being part of repentance. Many people think they can't leave, But, did Peter feel he could leave? Did Paul? Repentance is a turning. I'm thinking about Paul's speech at Mars Hill. And, it says in Acts that certain philosophers said, what will this babbler say? He seems to be setting forth of strange gods because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And I guess my question is, if you find that your heart is leading you to leave, through status correction or slowly taking yourself out of the world, what is your witness to that world? Like at 9 o'clock tonight, we have a call about true due process, that there are remnants of biblical law within the American system. And what do we owe our neighbor to educate them not to seek the administrative solutions, but the true judiciary? It's one thing to teach about seeds and all that, but it's another thing to keep the federal government from coming into your neighborhood, and to stand up versus if we're not teaching that, then we're teaching people, I guess, to acquiesce. And I think Christ was very much not about acquiescing vis-a-vis his witness to Pilate. So I'd like you to speak on that. I know it's not for everybody, but...
Right. Maybe there's a lot of different... people are throwing around a lot of words like, change my status, and not everybody actually changes their status. We're actually... our next couple of radio programs are going to be on this Guardians of the Republic, because people are giving, and we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the show with contracts, covenants, and constitutions. I mean, that's not, there's a lot in that title. the Bible talks about covenants or constitutions or leagues or whatever you want to call it. It's all the same word in the Hebrew. It's contracts. 700 times, and you only find the word religion 5 times in the Bible. So the fact is Jesus made it clear, pay Caesar what you owe him. Now the question is, what do you owe him and why do you owe it? And the fact is, people make lots of contracts, they make lots of agreements, they seal that in applications and accepting benefits, and now people are beginning to wake up to the fact that, hey, I don't want to do that. Their courts are a benefit, their driver's license are a benefit, their jobs are a benefit. Everybody with a Social Security number has a federal employee identification number. It's one thing when some single guy says, oh, I'm not going to be in the system anymore and I'm going to live separate. But if a guy with a wife and 5 kids, 6 kids, who's limited skills, he may not be able to make that transition. The fact is what Christ was preaching was a kingdom, a government, a form of government. The church is one form of government. And people don't know how to live in that government. They don't know how to live as a free people yet. They haven't even tried it. They're equating getting out of the system with getting into the kingdom, and nobody's drawing them a picture of what that kingdom looks like. They think I'm saved because I accepted some idea of Christ. They may not even know who Christ is. The minister was telling them about Christ, may not have told them about the true Christ, and they've just accepted an idea. We can see that accepting Christ would make you want to move in a direction where you were not dependent upon the Corban of the Pharisees or the courts of Rome. Christ could say, my kingdom is not of this world. When people send in their recension documents or whatever paperwork they send in, they're saying, I don't want to be a part of that world, but they need to start building the kingdom of God in their relationships with the society in which they live. Most of the people on your street, most of the people in your local communities don't want to have anything to do with the kingdom of God. They like those benefits. They want to be a part of Caesar's family. They want Caesar to be their daddy. Those of you who want to have God the Father as your dad and want to pray to him for your benefits, you have to start coming together. And that's why I constantly point out seeking that kingdom first and the righteousness of God in our dealings with everybody. Peter, they always say, oh, Peter paid the tax. Peter said, my master owes the tax, and his master pulled him aside and said, you misspoke. But he says, you spoke it. You said it. So now you pay it. Go down and get it out of this fish's mouth, come back up. He tries to hand the coins to Jesus. He says, you said it. You pay it. But he only got two coins. He didn't get ones for all the other apostles because that's the only Peter was talking about him and himself. The fact is we're so far from the kingdom, we have to start focusing on getting back to that. That kingdom is a network where people are bound not by social contracts, not by applications to governments, not by swearing oaths in courts of law, but by faith, hope, and charity. And there are plenty of people out there listening and watching what we're doing, trying to trap us into the same traps they tried to trap Christ into saying. And I'm going to preach Christ. I'm going to preach what Christ said to do. And I see people a lot of times trying to get out of the system who are not trying to get into the kingdom. And I'm saying put your emphasis on getting into the kingdom. Start networking together in a network based on love and faith and hope and charity and helping one another, because you're going to need it. You're going to need it in a real hard and necessary way. As far as the individual,
that's the great thing about how positive that message is versus just leaving something. You're actually calling people, as Christ did, to something that was, you know, here I do a new wineskin kind of.
Right. This is completely reversed from what people have been taught since they were little kids, and it takes a lot of adjusting. But love will conquer all. And I'm talking practical love, real love, sacrificial love on a day-to-day basis, just like a family, but now in a family of men who care about each other and women who care about each other, and raise your children in that. The individual situations are so varied, and that you cannot give blanket. You know, that's why we need a network of people who have experience, who are learning, who are studying, working together to deal with those individual situations. You can't have a blanket solution fits all unless you keep that blanket solution. Love one another as I have loved you. Love the Father, above all others. Pray to Him for all your benefits and not to Caesar. if people were to study the material there, what's a God? Why are there gods many? Who are these gods? You can't even talk about that to people. They don't even know what these words mean.
Yeah. George, thanks for calling.
Thanks, George.
You bet.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. Hang on, caller. We'll get to you right after the break. You're on the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
And we're back. My guest, Brother Gregory Williams with His Holy Church. HisHolyChurch.org is the main website. Click on the little Fisher guy. Click on and go through and sign up on the network. And meet those people out there, your neighbors. We've got a caller online. Who we got?
It's only LB.
Hey, LB, what's up?
Just fun to say hi and... just say that, it's a little bit hard doing all this, but it's worth it. I've been out for 12 years and living the best I can, and it takes a little work, but it can be done. Been helping people with issues for about over, 15 years altogether now, but 10 under what I've researched and developed. But I'm finding that about 9 out of 10 people have problems, and they're not doing it for the right reasons. And that's the unfortunate part, and it kind of shows you the problems we have here in America. And it gets back to the me thing that Brother Gregory is kind of leaning to or talking about a few minutes ago or during the show. So, yeah, it's a real problem, and America's not going to get fixed until people fix each other, or themselves, rather, and love each other like Brother Gregory's talking about. So that's what I've witnessed over the past years.
Right. It's an individual journey. I talk about coming together all the time, but the reality is what we have to learn to do is stand alone together. We have to learn to work together without infringing upon each other's rights, each other's choices. And it's easy for those who love one another. It's hard for everybody else. So we just have to do it. We have to work at it, and when you lay this out for people and you say, look, you guys have to come together, you guys have to make it happen, you have to care about each other, and that's why you end up getting callers or people, you know, I don't want to pick anybody in particular, who says, well, how do I do this, how do I do this, how do I do this? You know, that's giving you a glimpse at what the problem is. The reason we're in this mess is because it's always been about me, about what I want, what I need. And it's selfishness that has led us into bondage more than anything else. And if we don't cure that, and it's not a hard thing to cure it for those who love one another, but it's hard for everybody else. You really don't want to be in a foxhole with a bunch of survivalists who all want to survive. You want to be in a foxhole or in some place where everybody cares about one another. And that's hard to find. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that's about all I had to say.
LB,
it's
going
to take a while to repair the damage, so...
Yeah,
it's not going to happen in 10 or 12 years or whatever.
Well, hard times is going to cure a lot of the problems.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because...
Yeah, unfortunate.
Everyone's just waiting, you know.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
You know, we've got... Everyone loves those benefits out there that the kingdom of the earth, kingdoms of the earth provide. But what are they going to do when all of a sudden, let's see... They're going to take 95% of everything I've got, and they're only going to give me back 15. Oh, this is not working out so well.
Yeah, let me add something here. I was talking to someone else today, and I know Brother Gregory and I have talked about it, and we talk about personam jurisdiction, as Gregory just mentioned a few minutes ago, the Egyptian people. A lot of people I've talked to are saying, you know, with this me attitude, the cake and eat it too attitude. They don't want to get out of the system, but yet they're hoarding like they did in the 30s or they were accused of, hoarding food or gold. And I can tell you, I've seen a lot of information that the kids are being taught to narc on their parents. the neighbor, your neighbor's being, trained or told to narc on you if any suspicious activity's going on. So these people that are thinking about me, storing all this food, storing all this gold, and they haven't corrected their status or built a community where they're working together, they're going to lose it all, is my feeling. Because the law or the mob is going to get them.
Yeah, you know, some of the things that Christ says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his soul? You know, fear not those that can kill the body. You know, he was preparing people for what kind of persecution they would get when they become this separate society operating by faith, hope, and charity. You will be hated if you succeed. But I'll go back also. I wanted to briefly comment on something that Randy brought up. You know, when the Israelites left Egypt, the people bestowed many gifts on them. The government just said, get the heck out of here. The reason why is they were not only able to get through those hard times for themselves, they were actually able to help out their Egyptian neighbors better than the FEMA of that day. And we've seen that where during, you know, like the events in the hurricane and Katrina, individuals helping individuals did more good than millions of dollars that was squandered in supposedly helping people during that disaster. It was individual rising to the occasion to help other people that made the biggest difference there. And that's what we have to realize. And we might as well get grassroots organized in doing it. And that's why I mentioned the Faith Emergency Ministry Auxiliary that we're all supposed to be for each other. A lot of people aren't going to like that. They're going to want to, you know, they're going to sit there and wait in the food lines for, the government. They give them their handout, but we're going to be out there taking care of each other. And we will actually find ourselves with a surplus in the long run. So anyway, that's my two cents on that subject.
I guess, like I tell people, if you don't get into the religious nature of the Bible, use it as a history lesson, if anything.
Right. And then again, you know, I define what religion is according to the Bible. Religion is caring for the needy of your society without the help of the governments of the world. That's exactly what it says there in James. And anybody who examines the Greek with any honesty will see that that's what they're talking about.
LB, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Finish off today's show. Question, comment, phone lines are open.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead bread work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need. Longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead? You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
And we're back with the closing minutes of today's show. Randy Yarbrough with you. My guest, Brother Gregory Williams, can write to them at Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon. Summer Lake, Oregon, Federal Occupation Zone 97640. The books, Coming of the Gods, Thy Kingdom Comes, The Free Church Report, The Higher Liberty, and the newest one, Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions. They're all available on the web, but if you want them in hard copy, mailed to you, they're 25 fraudulent reserve notes each. And you can send that, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. HisHolyChurch.org, main website, also .net and .info. I just lost what I was gonna say. Getting old.
But also, I thought I'd point out Higher Liberty and Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions are a little bit smaller books, so we're able to get those printed up for quite a bit less. So I think they're only about $15, which includes the postage. We'll mail them out for that price.
Okay.
But again, you can find the whole book on the net. I've got some of them. Well, Contracts, Covenants, and Constitution is in totally in HTML. I haven't got all the Higher Liberty in HTML, but they're all there in PDF. And if you join the Living Network, there's somebody who will show you where the links are for that for free.
And you'll be touring the country here late March, looks like 25th, 26th.
Right.
You'll be in Fort Collins.
And Denver, and wherever else people can put together gatherings, we'll try to get to.
And so, as time gets closer to that, but mark your calendars, folks. I'm going to do my very best to be up there to see you, Brother Gregory.
Oh, I'd love to meet you.
What else we got here? That it's a mindset. You've got to change. You've got to unlearn all of this propaganda that's been pounded into you all these years. And I'm still unlearning it.
Yeah, I see finding the kingdom is mostly about letting go.
Yes.
We don't make it happen. We let go of all the things that are keeping us from it happening in us. And, it's about vanity and greed and selfishness. Those are the things we have to let go because that's what's driving this world, and it's driving it to the pit. And if we don't let go of those things, we'll be swept along with it.
Well, the Lord has dealt with me in my little journey down this path here of, okay, that no man might buy or sell. And I've studied that, and I've thought about it, and I've prayed about it, and I've meditated on it, and I'm going, okay, Lord, if it means that I can't go down and buy the food I need, I'm willing to starve to death. I'm willing to lose my head over it because I will not consent to it. And that's what we've done. We've consented to all of this, haven't we?
Right. And, some people, we've started this journey. I started it, I can't even keep track, 20 years ago. Actually, the journey towards the kingdom I started even longer ago, but this particular route. And it's a thing of faith.
A thing of faith, absolutely. Brother Gregory, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And remember, folks, question is not, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Question is, does he know you?
Read Matthew 7.